Another earthquake has hit the Canary Islands. It struck the island of La Palma, measuring 3.8 on the Richter scale, and was described by the website volcanodiscovery.com as moderate. It came after more than 5,000 residents and a few hundred tourists were evacuated after a volcano eruption on the island destroyed houses and forced people to flee. The volcano sent lava flying into the sky in a spectacular eruption on Sunday. We're joined now from the neighbouring island of Tenerife by reporter Cliona O'Flynn. Cliona, good morning.
Morning, Justin.
An erupting volcano and now an earthquake. Tell us what's been happening.
But the earthquake is actually part of a series. As you mentioned, there have been over 5,000 earthquakes registered in the last 8 to 10 days on the island of La Palma. And in fact, it had scientists on the site for the last number of days because they were measuring the ascent of 17 million cubic litres of magma coming from about 2 kilometres below the surface to the surface. And as you say, it finally broke through on Sunday afternoon, just after 3 o'clock. There are now, as they call them, mouths. So there's 10 mouths or 10 areas where the lava is actually flowing through, in some in very spectacular fashion. You have it shooting up into the air in quite Dante-esque kind of proportions. And over 5,500 people have been evacuated. They're all safe because the authorities knew in advance this was happening, so they had their evacuation plan in place. What is not safe are their homes and their farms, and they are being engulfed by up to a 10-metre high river of molten lava that is flowing down the mountainside and heading towards the sea. So it is spectacular, but it's also quite dangerous.
For Irish tourists who are travelling to the Canaries, should they be concerned? Will there be any impact on them?
No, I mean, the island of La Palma, first of all, as I explained to your producer earlier, if you think of Ireland, it would be as if there was a big volcano that had erupted near Galway and was flowing down towards that part of the island of Ireland. So that zone is isolated. The rest of La Palma is considered fairly safe at the moment, and certainly the other Canary Islands are very much still safe destinations. Bearing in mind that these are all volcanic islands and the volcanoes here are dormant. So, you know, they have always been volcanic islands, but the kind of technological experts we have on the islands and the volcanic experts we have here do give us the kind of notice that we need when these events are up and coming.
All right,
so
Cliona,
tourists shouldn't worry and should still come and visit.
OK, that's good to know. Cliona O'Flynn, journalist based in Tenerife. Thank you.